Okay, good morning. This past week's daf, Maseches Erevin, Daf Tali Beis, ninth parak. We'll start with a piece of Gemara before the Mishnah on Daf Tali Beis. We'll remind ourselves of a machlekes amiroim we had in the previous daf. Gemara paskins halacha k'Reb Shimon. That's Gemara. Reb Shimon shita in the Mishnah, if you remember, was that echa gagos, echa kafich, chaseris, echa kafifet. Rishachas hein the kelim shushavs l'soicham. That all these different mishuyas are considered mishus achas. A gag, a chotzer, a kafef are considered mishus achas, which means that one may carry kelim that was shavas and one of these things into one of the other ones without the need of an eruv. The need of an eruv is just for kelim that was shavas in the bayis itself. And we saw last week the machlokes Chomim Shita, Meir Shita, Machlekes Bagagin. We passed in like Reb Shimon, that's the Gemara told us. And then there was Machlekes over here, Rav and Rav Yechanan, Kneged Shmuel. To limit this heter because of a Gzeira. Being that the heter is only for Kalim. That was Shabbos in the Chatzim. Right, let's talk simple. Right? We're talking about you have, let's say, two Chatzeris near each other. Reb Shimon, Malach, we Paskin. You could carry from Kalin that was Shabbos in one Chatzir into the other Chatzir without joining the Chatzeris. Now, that's the use of Neiru. However, that's only for Kalin that was Shabbos in the Chatzir itself. And Shabbos came, Kalin already out of the bayis into the, in the Chatzir. But Kalim that was Shabbos in the Bayis, these Kalim, even if you have the ability to take the Kalim out of the house into the Chotzer, if the Chotzer is only owned by one person, or there was a Erev that was made in this Chotzer itself, so you could take the Kalim from the Bayis into the Chotzer, but being that the two Chatzeros were not joined, so you can't take these Kalim that were Shabbos in the Bayis and bring them from the chotzer into the other bayis, these kelim. So according to the Ikar Hadin, what's going to come out is that you could have kelim, two kelim which are sitting one next to each other in the chotzer, one may be brought to the other chotzer, and one can't be brought to the other chotzer. That's the Ikar Hadin which comes down. And that's the basis of making a gzeira, because that can cause confusion over here. If you have in one chotzer, different kelim, keep track, you know which kelim, which are the bayis, which not, you know which... So that's the basis of Shitas Rav and the Gemara before. The Rav says that the heter of Reb Shimon, this that we could carry from one to the next, is Hu Shalai Erev. So I'm talking about where there was no Erev in this Chotzer itself, to be Ma'arev, the bottom in this Chotzer, and therefore clay bias are not going to be found in the Chotzer, because without an Erev you can't bring a Kehle that was Shabbos in the bias into the Chotzer. So in this situation, you know that any kelim which are in the chotzer started over here, they were Shabbos in the chotzer, so they could be that these could be brought into the next chotzer. If you hold chateres and reshus achas, there's no problem, there's no confusion, because clay bayis which can't be brought are not going to be found in the chotzer. So whatever is in the chotzer was Shabbos in the chotzer, and you say, right? So Rav says therefore that the heter according to Shimon that we could use practically, halacha will only be v'hu shalayivu. Layivu makes it that the kelim which are found in the chotzer are only kelim which are shavas in the chotzer. No mokum for confusion. No problems will come out of that. However, if it was irvu is going to create a problem for us. Irvu is going to allow the clay bayis to be in the chotzer, and that's a source of confusion. So therefore we can't use the heter of Reb Shimon even if the kelim that we know were shavat in the chaser in this situation, because you also have kelim which are shavat in the bayis, and a person can come lachlufei to mix up the two. Right? That sheet is Rav. And the Gemara tells us that Shmuel argues on that, Yerushan argues on that. Okay. Now this Gemara that we learn now is going to be, we'll see, based on Shitas Rav. Itmar. Shtei Chaser. See where it is? It must be like around 9 lines, 10 lines down from the top. That's how they base on it. Itmar. Shtei Chaser. V'chur v'achas b'neim. We have two chaseres. V'chur v'achas b'neim. Two chaseres on each side of a churva. Achas irvav, achas lo irvav. One of these chaseres was ma'ar amongst itself, and therefore the kelim that are shavas in the batim could be brought into its chaser, and one not. Now the din of a churva has the same din as a chaser. Where you just like you could bring kelim that was shavat in one chaser to another chaser, you could bring kelim from a chaser into a churva as far as that's concerned. But we're talking about a situation where you have a churva in the middle, a chaser on one side, a chaser on the other side. This chaser was irva, this chaser was la irva. Zok the Gemara. Amrav Huna, nois nois lazush la irva. Nice, though, we give the churva to the chaser shalai yirva, which means that we're going to relate the chaser to the churva to the chaser shalai yirva, and we'll be allowed to carry kelim from the chaser shalai yirva into the churva. Avla shayirva loy. But to the chaser, the other chaser shayirva not. Why? Because we're concerned that you might come to bring the mani de batim, the kelim of the bayis, into the churva. Now this Rav Huna is going b'shitas Rav. The Rav holds, like we just mentioned before, that the ikar heter of, let's say, Rav Shimon to carry mechatz lechater is only by from a chaser shelo yirva. Since it's lo yirva, so the kelim which will be found in that chaser are kelim that were shavas in the chaser, and you don't have any problem with kelim that were shavas in the bayis, because they're not going to come into the chaser. That's what he's saying over here, that if you have a situation where you have two chaseres, one was irva, one was lo yirva, so it follows shitas Rav, that the chaser that was irva, since it has its problems that it's found over there, that the clay bias, so that chaser can't use the heter to carry mechatz lechaser in this situation, mechatzer lechurva. But the other chaser, which was layiva, is not a problem. Like this follows shitas Rav. Let's see the Rashi. Look Rashi over here. V'chuv achas b'neihim. Rashi says loishno shalahem, loishno shalacherim. As far as this halacha is concerned, there's no difference whether the churva belongs to them or not. So hakim the klab shimin she'en chilk v'shus el v'batim, right? Because this is going according to Reb Shimon. We pass like Reb Shimon. So according to Shittas Reb Shimon, all the shuis have the same. Even though they're owned from different, but from different people, right? Just after the bayis is what's considered a different mishus. Going shame proof mishus. The rabbin, you don't have such a problem. Okay, look Rashi. Achas irva la'atma. Irva, there was an irva amongst itself. There was ma'arv all the batim in that chater. And what that accomplishes is a problem. Shchichi mani de batim begavo. That creates, now that there's an irva in that chater itself, and now one may carry on Shabbos kelim or shavas in the bayis into the chaser, and that's the basis of Rav Gzeru. Shchich iman in the batim begavo. Shchich at the mani the kelim of the bayis begavo will be found in the chaser itself. On Rav Huna says that we give the usage of the churva to the one, to the chotzer, which was not, did not make the eruv by itself, that you may carry kelim that was shoved in the chotzer into that churva. The holy shchichi ba manim the bat man the batim, because in that chotzer which was lo yevam, if lo shchichi man the batim, you're not going to have klei batim in the chotzer. Hoyv lo yevam, aval sheyevam, but the chotzer which was made the eruv lo, that you can't do. So Rav Huna tamid the Rav have it. Rav Huna was a talmid of Rav. The Omer halach Rav Shim b'shlo yu, and we just saw before, right? That's shittas Rav. This halach is based on that halach Rav Shim b'shlo yu. Avo evil loy. So this halach over here, right, is would follow simply shittas Rav, right? That's Rav's din. Who shlo yu? So you have two chaserus on either side of a chorva. Whatever shittas Rav's din. So that's the thing. You have exer in this chas. This chas doesn't have exer. That's the basis of this halacha. It would follow simply.
Was Rav Shimon a Rav of Rav? How did Rav Huna, who's a Talmud of Rav, say that it's a halacha for Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon was...
This halacha for Rav Shimon is a Tana. And this is what the Gemara... The Gemara, Rav himself, right, on that study, Omar Rav, halacha for Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is Tanoim, right? They pass on that Rav Shimon. And there's a question, the machleik is... That when could we use Reb Shimon's hetzer? Right? It was said all over, or it was said dafka b'shalay irvum.
He was being masking with his rebbe.
So I mean, yeah, based on his rebbe's psak, that Reb Shimon's hetzer is only able to be used b'shalay irvum. So he says that it follows in this case that you can have two hetzers on either side. One could bring it into the churva. One can't, right? Based on the difference. One was irvum, one was lay irvum. The more continuous is false. The Chie Barav Omar Af Lishayirvim. Chie Barav said Af Lishayirvim. We'll see the Rashi explains. He says that I heard from my father, from Rav, in this case, he said he passed him Af Lishayirvim. That means that he equated the din of these two chaseres. They have one din. The first sheet of Huno said that there's a difference in din in these two chaseres. The Irva has one din, Leiva has another din. Chibra said, no, I heard from my father said in this case that they both have the same din. Now, it wasn't clear from Rav what same din they shear. And therefore, he adds on his own, Ushtein Asurus. He says, I understand that the Kavono of my father, Rav, was in this case the Shtein Asur. They're both author. Both author. The Chiddush is that in this case, that even the Chotzer Shelo Yirvu, which generally is not a problem, that's when you could use the Shimon Tetzer, in this case it will be author. Let's see the Rashi on this. Right? So this is a little hard reading, this piece of Gemara over here. So that's what we would like to just clarify over here, how to read the Gemara. Those who work during the week on this piece of Gemara probably will have more of a benefit, because there was probably a struggle that we all did the first few times through this piece of Gemara, how to read it. Okay. Zot Rashi, V'chir Baravam Afu Sheiva, Ani Shomati Me'aba, I heard from Rav, Afu Sheiva Noisin Oisa, that we give this chotzer l'she'irva also. That means that we're going to relate it to the irva also. And that is umidayti ani mefarish. And now this is on my own. He didn't clearly say what the halacha was. He just said that the relationship that this churva has to the two chaseres is the same. But what does that mean now? Right? They're both mutar. They're both often. Umidayti ani mefarish. And now on my own, I'm going to explain the Hayda Omer Abba after She'irva, this that my father said after She'irva, Le'asar Eshtehin Ka'omer. His intention, his kavana was that both chaseir should be awesome. Le'asar Eshtehin Ka'omer. Now Rashi adds something over here which is very important for us to know. What's the basis of this? Why should the chaseir shelo yirva be also, right? That's generally where Rav Shimon's din. Rav said this Rav Shimon's din is applicable. you don't have any problem of man in the batim. From that Rashi explains the goza lo irva auto irva. In this situation when you have two chaser on either side to give one the heter and one not to be able to use the heter, this is already a situation which calls for a gzeira. Goza lo irva auto irva. The imapki hani ligava haniname auto mapki, because if we're gonna allow the chatish lo irvu to use its heter, so we're concerned that the chatish irvu will also see, just like they're doing it, we're going to do it also. Okay, so this sheet over here is an extended zera. Right, this is the question over here. This is why this case might be different. A basis to say that this case will be more chomer, and even the chotzer shaloyeva can't use it, is because of an extended zera, a zera lo yirvu wato yirvu. Now this is Rabbi Chiya bar Rav still explaining. This is what I, again, Rav just said that in this situation the both chaseris have the same din. He said that the intention of my father to say that they have the same din is that they're both author, and the explanation why they both should be author, just say it from Rashi. Now he continues, and he says, back in the Gemara, the intem eshtei mutaris, and he's saying that the way I arrived to this conclusion over here is really from a process of elimination. That one thing I know that I heard from my father different than Rav Huna said that they have different dinim, right? One is mutter, one's osur. I heard from my father they have the same din. Now there's two choices, either both mutter, they're both osur, right? These are the two possibilities. It wasn't clear from Rav exactly what he didn't say clearly what the halach is. He just said they both have the same din. This is Chibarav, he's deducing what he must mean. He said, I thought to myself, listen, you know, what are the choices over here? Either both mutter, both osur. Both mutter, they can't be. So must be that they're both osur. That's what he proved must be. And the explanation to that is, like I just said, no, actually, that would be the explanation. But he didn't come from the understanding, the explanation, why it should be osur. He really came, like the Gemara explaining, from that it couldn't be that the sheer din that both chaseres have that Rav was giving them was the both mutter. That can be, we'll see in a second, so it must be at the Rav. That's what he's saying over there. If you'll tell me that they're both mutter, that can't be. That if that's true, then why, if over here the halacha will be they're both mutter, that means you're telling me that even the chotzer that was irva could use the churva, so that would imply that there's no gzeir at all. You never gozer also kalim of there in the bay, right? Because if you're going to be mata both over here, that means you could be mata even the chotzer which was irva. The chotzer's irva has klebatim in the chotzer, and that's the basis of making gzeira. Elamai. Because you're not gozer. Well, if you're not gozer, then why is it that we know Rav holds that we know that when you have two chaseris near each other, one was irva, one was layiv, we know the halacha is that you can't be, I mean, that's really what Rav says, Rav gzeira, that you can't be moitzi from the chaser that was irva into the shlayiv. That's what he means to say over here. Now, the reason we'll see in the Rashi over here why he's making things complicated, if you look in the Taisis tells us over here, Taisis says, because we happen to be talking about a case of two chatzers, one was Eva, one was Eva, that's why Nokar Hai Lishno. That's why the Gemara, in proving the point that he's making, so he also used disgust of two chaseris, one was Eva, one was Leiva. However, Ruhu Adin Avamotzi Lemeimar, and to prove his point, he could have just as easily said, and maybe it would have been less confusing for us, to say that Mipneimar Ein Noisin Chotze She'irva Leiva, L'She'irva. Right, the same idea. Right, the point that he's really coming to say is that why is it that Rav holds that you can't be moitzi kalim from a chaser she'irva It's another chatzah she'eruv, right? The point is that why is it that you can't be moitzi kelim from a chatzah she'eruv into another chatzah? She holds that all chatzeres are rishus achas. Why can't you be moitzi? The answer is gzeira. So if it's gzeira, this case over here, right? That's really what happened in this gemara, right? It's more, it seems a little more complicated, but the root of what Rav Chiya is saying over here is that I know my father was gzeira. So if you hold it exactly, so in these two cases over here, I mean, at least the chaser, which was irva, should be awesome. Right? There's no basis for this case to be having any more of a heter than otherwise. So given that Rav holds of Rav makes exera, and from a chaser that was irva, you can't be moitzi, and that's what you have over here. So definitely the chaser in this case, two chaseres on either side of the churva, one was Irva, Zerva. So he's saying that definitely the chaser which was Irva cannot bring its kelim into the churva because of the regular gzeh the Rav holds. So given the fact that Rav says that both chaseres have one din, so I'm forced to say that shteim asuris, because shteim mutaris is not possible. Because why should this be any better than the simple case where Rav said that a chaser which is the Irva, you can't be moitzi from the chaser into another chaser. Right, that's what he's coming to say over here. Right? So that's his proof. There's no way that I could explain over here why both should be mutter, and being that the given is that both have the same din, both mutter, I can't understand that, because it's definitely not any better than Rav's general halacha. So therefore must be that Rav meant to aser over here, and there's an extension of the Xavier, like Rashi explains over here, that in this case, since you have on either side of the churva, irvu v'lo irvu. So even though usually a chater shelo irvu could be moitzi into another chater, in this case it really should be able to be moitzi into the churva. But since right on the other side you have another chater which was irvu, and they can't. So if they see that this chater is making use, we're afraid that Allah comes to make use of it. That's what Rashi explains. On that, the Gemara says now, no. Now the Gemara says that, well, if this is where you're coming from, you didn't hear clearly from Rav. You're just deducing this because you have no way of explaining why this case should be any better than Mechatz L'Chatzin. And that Gemara says, no, I could be madche your proof. I could push away your proof. And that the Gemara says, Chosim kivin the mintri manly debatim bechatzin. When you're dealing with Mechatz L'Chatzin, so since mintri manly debatim bechatzin, a chatzin is an area which is minta, which is watched, which is a guarded area. So kelim which are brought into a chatzah are safe. They're guarded. Kivan the mintri mani the batim the chatzah, kelim of the bayis will be watched, will be guarded in the chatzah. Osla fuke. So we're concerned that whole person will come to be moitzi kelim into the chatzah. Over here we deal with a churva. Since the kelim of the chutzah are not watching a churva, churva is an area which is not guarded, doesn't have proper fence, not fenced in, surrounded in such a way that it could be guarded. So it's not going to come to take out the kelim. So what the Gemara right now is saying is that if you're coming to deduce this halacha because you feel that there's no explanation why this case should be more mutter, should have a bigger hetna ba'amu, what happened to the general gzeira? And nothing more it says, I could explain it to you. That Rav gzeira was only gzeira when you're dealing with chaser, dealing with a chaser, and you're concerned that you're coming to be moitzi into a chaser, so there might be confusion, you're coming to be moitzi, even came with your shavas in the bayis. But over here, since the rishus that we're using, even though in this halacha the churva has the same din as the chater as far as the rishus achas, but in the practicality of it, a churva is not mintar, so people are not really so interested in bringing their clay bayis into a churva. So in this situation, the gzeira doesn't start. That's what the Gemara says. This would be a possible explanation. That you know, if you didn't hear clearly what Rav said, and you want to prove to me that he must have said shtein lesser because there's no explanation in shtein lahater, that Gemara says I can give you an explanation why this case there's more room to be matter than ba'alma. Now, according to this lashon in the Gemara, right, Chiya Barav right? I guess, you know, he didn't hold like this, but what he said, his personal sheet on Imi was a Shteiner also. On the Shach of Tanya Gemara is that he's explaining where he came from, the basis of his proof, and that the Gemara says that we could be mad, so we could push away that proof. Now, there's another lashon in the Gemara, Ike da Amri, Chibarav Omar, Afle Shivu Shtei Mutoris. The second lashon in the Gemara is that Chibarav, again, is arguing of Huna, who said that the halacha is that there's a split in din, that the chotzer she'irvu is also in shleivu is mutter. Again, Reb Chiyah Barav over here is saying that no, they both have the same din, but in the first lashon he held that shtehen are asurus. According to this lashon, he held that the shtehen are mutoris. Ikadamri Chiyah Barav Omar after she'irvu shtehen mutoris. Now the Gemara is now going to speak out the same source that we said before. But according to this lashon, Chiyah Barav is the one who's going to be using the source that the Gemara said as follows. He says shtehen mutoris. They're both mavim toima shtehen asurus. If you come to tell me that no, it has to be shtehen asurus. If you're going to ask me the how could that be? What happened to the gzeira? On that, I'll tell you. Hosam kimin mintri man de batim. The same svar as the Gemara said before, and just the chilkin l'shanes are is who's saying what. According to the first lashon, Chiyah Barav was the one who held that there's no difference, and since we have a zera from chotzer l'chotzer, so chotzer l'churva shouldn't be any different. That zera definitely should apply over here, being that definitely the chotzer she'iv is also, and both have the same din. That's why in the first lashon he said that halacha that Rav gave over here, the joint din of these both chazanim, must be shtein asuris. According to the second lashon Gemara, that he himself was oimid, he understood that there's a difference between chos lechos and chos lechorva, and therefore he was saying halacha is that to me it makes sense that the gzeira should not apply over here. That's what Rav meant to say, and he explains and he speaks out why the gzeira over here doesn't apply. Okay, so it's machlekesin tul the shainus over here. What Rav Chiyah Barav, how he came out, what his plaque was.
So one of the things we see in this is that chaser and churva is not the same.
Chaser and churva, well, there's a svar lechalik. Now the truth of the matter is that la halacha, this piece of Gemara lechayra is not relevant, because la halacha we paskin like Shmuel and Rav Yechon, who are not goyzer in the first place. Right? They hold even mechos lechos, there's no gzeira. Right? This whole Gemara is really just based on Shitas Rav, which is shleili b'dehilchos. According to Rav, who is goyzer, that's the discussion Gemara over here. That when you have a situation, is there a difference between chos lechurva or not? Now the truth is that this Gemara really, according to Rav, there are two new sforas which come up into this Gemara, right? That we're saying over here. Without seeing what's in Chayish in this Gemara, we definitely would have said that Loch is like Rav Huna, just followed the plans of Rav. Rav said you're Geizer, right? But who the heter is who should live or even not? So that's what we would have said over here. There's really two new svaras in the Gemara that comes up over here. The sad last of the first Loch in the Gemara is that there's room to make an extended Zera that there could be a situation that even a Chotka, which is Lo Yiva, could be Osir if it's right near Chotka Sheiva. That's the first part of the Gemara. That's a new svara. Or leidach kisa, the Gemara's machadish over here, a svara that lechurva could be mutter. Because lechurva, you don't have the not minta, so you don't have the basis of the gzeira. Okay, I think we'll leave the Rashi's over here for now, even though Rashi does help us in explaining the Gemara, but we're going to leave that for now. We're going to go a little further into the next piece of Gemara. Okay, the Rashi is helpful, like Tosfos himself. He alludes to the Kuntres Pirushape. Rashi explains why he's addressing the Chateres in the way he's talking to. Okay, let's see the Mishnah over here. Zok the Mishnah. Gagodl somach lekotin. You have two roofs, which are one near the other. A gagodl and a gagkotin. A gagodl would mean that the larger bag, it extends further out, let's say we call it, it's wider than the gag cotton. So the gag cotton, what Mara says is that it's porous, bimilui, into the gag gadol, that it's totally open, the connection is totally open, but the gag gadol has has gifufim. It has a partial enclosure on the side where it's connected, which that will act, therefore, as making it a pesach. Right? We know that if you have posts of some on either side, so that will make it a pesach, provided that it's less than 10 amos. So we have a situation over here. We had this Gemara a few times before that. The cotton is porous bimilui, it's totally open. There's nothing separating. There's no chashivas of machitza as far as the cotton, the smaller one to the gadol. But the gag gadol, since it has its gifufe, it has its pesach, so a pesach could service as a machitza. So as far as the gadol is concerned, the gadol has a machitza which separates it from the cotton. Gagodl some of the cotton, zok the Mishnah, hagodl mutav cotton also. The godl has a heter, and the cotton doesn't. Let's just see the next case of the Mishnah, which is a similar case. Chotzer gedoshim for the chotzer luktanim. Same thing, but this is as a chotzer on ground level. Chotzer gedoshim for the luktanim. Gedel muter stana asura. The Mishnah adds important words over him. Because the Ktana is considered like the Pesach of the Gdeila. Now let's see over here, Rashi. Right, what are we talking about? What's Mutter to do? What's Asa to do? Rashi says as follows: Hagodl Mutter, Zok Rashi, Lahachnes Leiklei Habayis. Shelamata, we're on talking about a gag over here. Gag is on top of a bayis. Hagodl mutu lahachnis loy klei habayis shelamata. That when we bring the kalim from that are in the bayis, klei bayis, into the gag godl, ve'ein b'nei cotton oisin olof, and the b'nei cotton wouldn't answer. Don't answer on it, which means as follows: that let's say they would be the same size, right? And therefore they were both would be part of the miluoy open. So then there will be no heter, and the reason for that is that being that you can't carry clay bias from one gag to the next, so therefore you can't even carry clay bias into its gag because it's porous from Lokama Osula. Right? That's the loch that we had before. That if you have two chaseris, let's say, right, which they're open, they're porous, the Lokama Osula, there's no separation between them, and it's a Lokama Osula that you can't carry from one to the next. So that asks even to carry in that chotzer itself. So in this situation, that would mean that clay bias want to carry from the bias onto the gag. So were it to be that there was no mechitz between the two gagim, and you wouldn't be able to be carrying the clay kalim from this gag to that gag, so you can't even carry the clay bias onto its own gag. That would be how it's called porus l'mokam ha'osulo. Now in this situation, being that the gag gadol has these gifufim, has a partial separation, so therefore its opening is regarded as a pesach. Pesach has a chashivas of mechitza. Shafan says, not parus l'malkama osula, there's a mechitza which separates it from the gag cotton, so therefore you can carry the clay bias onto your roof.
But there's still no problem from gag to gag up there. If it's gadol.
What do you mean from gag to
gag? Gag, gadol, gag, no problem. Shouldn't be a problem.
If there would be both a guy gadol? Well, maybe if you have. Oh, so no. So this is the point that Rashi speaks out. See, that's why we're talking about over here, clay bias, right? And Rashi's going to speak it out. Rashi speaks out clearly the point that you're raising right now. Let's just with the next one Rashi says. But let's hear the Rashi again. So Rashi says, "Hagadol mut lahachim mekne abayi shlamato." To bring onto the gag kalim that are shabbos in the bayis, the aim bnei akodin oisin olof, and the bnei akodin don't ask them. Why? The gabe godlu hachpirta pesachu. Because concerning the gag godlu, that opening has a din of a pesach, the shorah begifufe. That's mut because it has these side beams. Which act, being that it's wider than the cotton, right? So it has on the side where the opening is, it's partially enclosed. That's the gifufe, and therefore they give the opening a din of a pesach. And this is of course only if the opening is not more than 10 amos, as we saw before the beginning of the sechta, that even if it had gifufe, but if the opening is more than 10 amos, then it doesn't have a pesach. It's not a pesach. Avol cotton also lalahoytzi klei abayis. In this case over here, like the Mishnah says, the cotton's also to moitzi klei abayis. Why? The bnei godl asriale, because the bnei godl, the chotzer, the gag godl asks on the cotton. Why? The nifas loy b'milua, because over there, since the cotton has no mechitza at all, it's totally open. So the cotton is considered that it's nifritz l'mokom ha'osala, and therefore the bnei chotzer gag tana can't be made to the klei bayis onto its gag. Now Rashi speaks like this: v'divrei ha'koyli. This mission over here is according to everyone. Now don't think that this is limited to shittas Reb Meir. To the Chacham Shita in the Mishnah. Kol Gagas Yer Rishus Achav. Chachamim Kol Echa Echa Rishus Bifnei Atzmei. Rashi is Zivak Koli. The Fidur of Meir Loi Omer Gagin Rishus Achav Elu Lekem Shishof Su Bisaychem. Rashi is saying over here that one might have thought that this is the Chachamim Shita who hold that Gagin have a each one has a different shul, so that's why there's an issue over here of carrying from gag to gag. On that, Rashi says that no, this halacha is not limited to the even Reb Meir, who clearly says in the Mishnah, and obviously according to Shimon also, even Reb Meir who says kol gag to see Rosh Hashanah, your question, this halacha is applicable. Rashi, did I call the Reb Meir loy omar gag and Rosh Hashanah el lekem shishav su besoichon? That is what we see many times. Then you have to always keep in mind that the discussion of Moshe Sachar that we see in these sugyas over here is only for a kelim that was shovas in that place, like over here on the gag itself. When Shabbos came, they came already on the gag. Avla came shushav subibatim, but for kelim shushavas in the bayis itself, loy, that doesn't help. Dumi the chotzek tanah shnimsal gedolim, right? That's and the proof of that is the next case of the Mishnah. I chotzer ktana nifusal gedolim. Dumi the chotzer tanah shnimsal gedolim. We'll call you amach chaseis rishus achas hein. That definitely over there, everyone holds a chaseis rishus achas. Like we saw in the previous sugya, the chachamim hold a gagin or have a different rishus only because that they have the same din as the bais. The batin, just like the bais is called the gag is also cholok, but chaseris, everyone holds over there. So what would be, if you were to make this Mishnah over here, the Chachamim, and you'd say that this Mishnah, because gagin are separate, but then the Sefer of the Mishnah, you wouldn't have explanation. So that's what Rashi is saying, that the Sefer of the Mishnah is a clear proof that this Mishnah is not limited to a shita that holds that gagin, each gag is separate, because no one holds that chaseris are separate. Elamai, this is going according to everyone, and what it's negated to is kelim which are shavas in the bayis, which kelim which are shavas in the bayis doesn't all these haterim don't help for in the first place. So our issue over here is to carry kelim from the bayis onto the gag, into the chotzer, and if it was nifrat to a mokim ha'osir, then you can't these kelim which are shavas in the bayis couldn't be carried mechas lechasim. So depending on whether we have a mechitza between these two rishonim or not, if you have a mechitza, it's not nifas that place can't answer, then I'm okay. Alright, if it's nifas, then that mokum will answer.
If your feet from themselves have to be viewable, right? From the previous Gemara we have that it has to be that when you're facing, you can see the feet from on the side, and then you visualize as though there's a mechitza that comes across, right?
I mean, this is the shayla nir achutz, shalom
lefnim.
I mean, whatever we're talking about, what, you know, whatever the halacha is over there, you'll fit in over here, right?
It is different because by the chutzah, the picture is very easy to see.
Yeah.
When you're in the large chutzah, you see the gefitim, and if you're on top of the gag, and you're in the large one, you don't have to look straight back to see the gefitim. The smaller gag, they see the gefitim a lot easier than the bigger one.
As far as that's concerned, okay, we'll see in the Gemara. I mean, the truth is that you really need to first make a good asik, like we'll see in the Gemara, as far as the gag is concerned, right? When you're talking about seeing it as far
it
as...
Did it have to be nikah, or it's just...
That halacha... I know, that I have to think about. You know, you want to know the din of nir mechutz shav mefnim, this kind of halacha, how does that work out with a good asik? Okay, we'll have to think about that. Right? But that's really what you want to know. Right? I don't know if looking at Dan over here, we first have to make a good asik in order to do anything for us. Right? Okay, but I'm gonna have to think about that. Whether that's affected from that halacha there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. What it means is that when you have an opening, right? But it's not right over here. See these. You see, this is an opening over here,
yeah.
And that piece over here will be referred to as gifufim, right? Like a side post,
like
which are right?
The mezuzahs, like
okay,
something like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But how does that work when you have two flat roofs next to each other, where you don't have
So you're talking about. And the way it looks is the floor. The floor is like that,
mm-hmm.
Right? And the mechitzas that we'll see in a minute that we're dealing with are good acid mechitzas that we're sending up the mechitzas of the bayis, right?
Invisible,
right? So that's what we're going to be using when we send up the mechitzas.
Right.
Being that this gag is narrower, so you'll be sending up these.
Oh,
over
so
here.
You have invisible footprints here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as far as the halacha and the mishnah over here, what we're dealing with over here is we're talking about being moisi klei bayis onto the gag, into the chotzer, and why yeah and why not? Let's start with why not. The reason why it would be osur is because you have the halacha of nifrat b'mulu mokam ha'osala that. Being that clay bias definitely cannot be brought into this other place, as far as clay bias is concerned, then definitely all these are considered are different rishos. So once you can't bring the clay bias into that rishos, then you have another step that rishos could possibly answer, even on this first place where this place really you could have been made to the clay bias because there's infants in Mokam Asala, and that's dependent on whether we have a mechitza between this way. Is it nifras b'mulu or not nifras b'mulu? So if we have a turas ha-pesach, that's which basically what the gifufi are setting us up, which has the chshiz of a mechitza, you have a mechitza, it's not nifras b'mulu, it's separated. So that place can't answer on me over here, then I could do it. But if I don't have any mechitza, it's poros b'mulu, so then it'll answer. Now this is a unique situation over here where you have two gag and two chaseres that depends from which side you're looking at it. That this area, whether it has a mechitza or not, for this side there's a mechitza, for that side there's no mechitza. Right? A special kind of situation over here. Right? This is what they say that you know, you have to have a Yiddish cup to understand such a thing, right? So the fact that a guy to understand this kind of thing probably wouldn't understand how you could divide the two things. Right, but that's halacha in the Mishnah over here, and we'll see in the Gemara that it extends even further. But on the first level, right, in our Mishnah, where how the Mishnah says it, we can understand that this mechitza over here is the mechitza as far for the gedolah, meaning to say that the gedolah is not porous to the tana, as if the tana can't ask for the gadol. But on the other hand, the tana doesn't have the mechitza. The tana is open, being that the tana is open, so therefore the gadol will affect the tana in a way that the halacha is, if a chos is part of macham asula, it's also, that's what the halacha is, that one may be metatal the clay bias in the gadol, but in the cotton they can't. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. Let's see that last Rashi on the Mishnah. Gedoyla muteris, this is going in umchotim, v'hoisi clay batim shabo im irvela atzma. This chotzer, in the case of the chotzer over here, that you have a number of batim in this chotzer. So if the chotzer gedolah made an eruv, and that's what would enable in the first place to be made to the clay batim into the chotzer, being that there's a mechitza between the gadol and the cotton in this situation, so they'll be able to utilize the heter that the eruv is giving them. So they ask for Yalob and Ektana, and the Mektana won't answer on them. Whereas the Nektana, they can't, since they're porous, the Mokom Ha'asala, so they can't utilize the Eruv. They're open over here, so actually they're not including part of their Chatzim. And that's the halacha of the Mishnah so far. Let's see over here.
This whole Mishnah is dealing with the clay batim, right? So clay kelim sheshavs to the seichan would still be allowed to be carried between. So you have some kelim that you can take out, some kelim you can't, right? Some kelim you can carry between the two gagin.
Right.
And some kelim that you can't, because even if you're allowed to carry the clay batim into the gadol, you wouldn't be able to carry it the gag with gag.
So you're saying that this would depend on the gzeira again, right? Let's see. We're talking about, this is only gay irvu. This is only gay. This whole shmuz of clay batim. The calf and anything here. But you're saying that clay, these kelim, regardless, could be carried from here to here.
We want
them to answer. They're going to answer. Right? So Nachum, what was your point again?
That there's going to be different types of kelim. There's going to be clay batim that cannot be carried migad wajad, and there's going to be kelim sheshavs seicham.
We're talking about irvum. Right, we're talking about Irvum, and we're coming to say that you could carry the pene, the cotton doesn't ask it, since we have a mechitza, okay. I'm allowed to do that.
The kelim and the chatzar is telling the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, right? The batim. Carrying from the house to the chatzar, that's independent of the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. But what the status of all the other kelim, whether you can transfer them or not, is probably in what we said earlier with Rav and Shmuel.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Right. That should be right. Right. We're just discussing the din of the clay batin. The clay batin. You want to know the dinners of the clay chotzer? I think so. I have to work it out. Let's see. Actually, it's getting a little late over here. Because I wanted to really get to the next piece of Gemara over here. Let's just speak this out quickly over here. An interesting halacha that comes out from this mission, which is really an extension of what the mission itself, or what the halacha in the mission concerning Erev is gives us. The mission says over here. Let's skip down over here to the third to last line in the Gemara. Gemara says Yosef Rabba Rabzeira Rabba Barav Chonam Yasi Abay Gabayu Yasi VeKa'amri. A group of Tamidei Chachamim. They derive from this Mishnah Chiddush. Shema Mino Mimasnisin Diure Gdeilu BeKtana VeEin Diure Gtana BeGdeilu. From this Mishnah, we see a Chiddush over here that Diure Gdeilu BeKtana VeEin Diure Gtana BeGdeilu. Rashi explained, what does that mean? Diure Gdeilu, Rashi over here is Gerus Moishlin BeKtana. You see, the Rashi is three lines to the bottom. Diure Gdeilu Moishlin BeKtana. Those that live in the Gdeilu BeKhotzer, Moishlin BeKtana, Umoishlin Oysa Etzplon. They actually pull the Ktana into them. And to pull the Ktana, don't pull the Gdeila into them. Now the Gemara says that that's derived from this, that the Mishnah says Shehika Pischa Shal Gdeila. Rashi speaks this out over here in the next Rashi. We'll see the halacha that Gemara talks about. Gemara first talks about a din of kilayim. Kilayim. One may not plant gifanim and zroim in close proximity. Ketzat. Gifanim b'gdeila. If gifanim, vines are planted in gdeila. Also zroim is a ktana. A person may not plant zroim in the ktana because of kilayim. Ve'im zora zroin asurim and gifanim asurim. If he does plant, so zroim asurim, the zroim are asur. That's the halacha of one who plants kilayim, that the kilayim becomes asur. It's asur. In this case over here, since we have a different din, the ktana and the gdeila, so in this case, the halacha is going to be that in the first place you can't plant in the ktana, because planting in the ktana, we'll see, is like planting in the gedola in close proximity. If one does plant, however, both the gefanim and the zroim are not affected, only the zroim are affected. That's the halacha. Zroim asurim and gefanim amutorim. Rashi explains over here, also is zroim asaktana. See, if you go on from the bottom, the Rashi, also is zroim asaktana. The command to have yiktana kula b'seich gedola domi. That it's not just that the ktana is connected, we view it as one big chotzer over here. But what you see over here is a big chiddush that we view the ktana inside the gedola. V'afilo marchek aba ames me'agfanim, and even if you're 4 amas away, v'afilo b'seich hagedola mutter l'harch v'zroya. In the gedola, right? Let's say you have gefanim which are planted in the gedola on one side. So in the gedola you could be ma'achid al amas and plant zroim. Fine, you have the sufficient distance. It's mutter. In this situation over here, you can't plant in the zroim and the ktana, even if you're more than dal amas away from the gefanim in the gedola. Hocha osur. Why? The katoni matzis neishi kapitzlo shal gedola. The Mishnah says then, it's capitulated, Alma Kula Kechad Pesach Mashvelo. We view the Ktana as one Pesach, and we see, this halacha is, that we see the Ktana as in the Gdela, and it's always in halacha will be close to any part of the Gdela. A Pelik halacha, and we'll see, you know, that the Gemara talks about this halacha, such a thing. how it's passed legally. But here, so this is an extension of the chiddush. Until now, we just were, as far as our mission is concerned, we could have understood, okay, fine, you know, there's a chiluk on how you look whether there's a mechitza here or not. For you, there you are separated. For you, you're not separated, not because, right? But this mishnah over this demedayek from this mishnah on an additional piece over here that the halacha is. You see clearly, when you get to this halacha over here, that it's possible that if you're going to get to the din of kalayim, that you're worse off if you're in the town and you're in the gdela. In the gdela, you could have been machik daud amas, and that will be mutter. But now that you're being in the town, it's awesome. Right? Why is it awesome? Because this that is halacha of kapisko shal gdela. That in this situation, the way we view the Tana is that we see the Tana as part of the Gdela. That's the relation that the Gdana, the fact that the Tana is part of the Gdela, that relates the Tana Gdela in such a way that the Tana becomes viewed as sitting in the Gdela. And even if there is a separation of Dalamis, it doesn't help. And it's also Israel Chatchila, and B'diyevet it'll answer. That's what we see over here. That's running a little bit late, but that's the Tesef HaSchidosh that you see that these Amirom took as Mish, Shikapis Choshal G'dayim.